Everyone loves a good family mystery, especially one with as many twists and turns as June's journey. Step into the role of June Parker and search for hidden clues to uncover the mystery of her sister's murder. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. And if you know me, you know I love the 20s era.
Engage your sense of observation to find hidden clues. Search for hidden objects from the parlors of New York to the sidewalks of Paris and uncover a collection of dazzling hidden object spectacles for you to solve. We're all here because we love drama and thrills, right? Well, this game has the perfect twists and turns to keep your brain asking, what happened here? You can chat and play with or against others by joining a detective club. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China. And full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds, Season 2. Thank you so much for sticking with us. As always, it's Kelly Williams.
And Troy McEady.
And this episode is going to be very fun. Right before we started recording, we found out that the Bubbas are in fact splitting.
Yeah, it's like crazy that that is like, I don't know what kind of like witchery we did in a past life, but like, what the fuck?
Now, before we get into everything that is Vanderpump Rules, Troy, can you talk about the evil witch at the airport? And I'm going to have to mute myself. Troy and I did a meeting with someone this week, and he was telling the story, and I was cry laughing.
So if you don't follow me on Instagram, which you should, Dunzo Pod, I had like a crazy fucking travel experience for the last show that we did in LA. Where this woman, in a nutshell, came up to me. She worked there technically, but I swear to God, she was a mirage. Like, I swear on everything that I know in this world, I could have put my hand through her. And, like, nobody else saw her. And she was, like, very fucking rude. She took my phone out of my hand to, like, make sure I was going to the right place. She was, like, checking people at the door. And I was in the right place, and she misdirected me. She ended up making me miss my flight. So then I had like three connecting flights. I was flying for over 24 hours. I slept at three airports. It was like Home Alone. Like at the end of the day, I was basically riding home in a bus with the polka band to get home. It was like psychotic. And also on top of it, when I got to my last airport, the airline had fucked up my luggage so bad that there were no wheels on my suitcase anymore. And I drug that bitch across the airport and didn't give a fuck. And I skid up the floor and did not care. I'm pretty sure there were sparks coming off my back and I couldn't have cared less. I just wanted to get home.
I kept texting Troy. I'm like, you home yet? No.
No.
You home yet? No. I'm sleeping in Boston. I'm like, why are you in Boston?
Like, I'm on the floor in DC. I was also going to tell you, too, that when I came home, I forgot that I was dragging my suitcase without wheels on it. And it was like metal prongs on the ground. And I drug it in my doorway and I ripped my door frame out of the ground with the wheels of the suitcase. And I didn't realize. And my landlord called me and he was like, what happened to your door? Because I think he thought somebody tried to break in. And I was like, what? I went outside and I was like, oh my God.
And you just bought that luggage, didn't you?
Yeah, I just got it for our trips. So that's cool.
Speaking of our trips, guys, everyone who was at the live show enjoying the live streams, thank you so much. We had so much fun.
It's like every time I think about it, I just start smiling. I can't believe how fun it was the people we got to meet, if we got to meet you or take a shot with you or whatever, like, thank you for coming. It was just the greatest, this greatest experience of my life.
Yeah, it's incredible. And we do have some more dates hopefully coming up, probably in like June and July.
Yeah.
So let's get into Vanderpump Rules, Troy. I did black out at Tom Tom and Sir in my time in LA. So that was great. But what go ahead, sorry.
I want to ask you, like, what your origin story is with this show. Like, how'd you start watching it? Because you didn't watch Beverly Hills.
No. So basically with Laguna Beach, everyone was like, you have to watch Vanderpump Rules. And I'm like, shut up. I don't need to watch it. And then I think it was season 6, I jumped in, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I rewatched from the beginning and caught up and everything. So I was bullied to watch it, and I'm glad that I was bullied to do so.
Yeah. I would say that it's definitely like if you're a reality TV person, it's like benchmark reality television. Like, it's definitely iconic and everybody should see it once, you know?
Absolutely. Or at least like certain episodes.
Right. Like, you should know who these people are, at least, if you don't watch.
And I think my favorite part of the show, maybe not so much now, but all of them are so unlikable.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked Katie, and I know people hate Katie. I get it. But there was something about her I liked. And then, like, Kristen, are you kidding me?
I know. The actual star of the show, I'll say it 80 million times while we're recording, just so everybody knows.
I think this is a Danny Pellegrino quote. They should call Vanderpump Rules the house that Kristen built.
Because it truly, I mean, if you think about it, if you removed her from the show, what would it have even been about?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. Like,
you have this, like, giant drunk giraffe smoking cigarettes and screaming at everybody.
And, like, being the perfect reality star. Like,
yeah,
you know, just enough of, like, being not self-aware and living her life completely open to the cameras, like, way more than anybody else. And just, like, having not learning from anything. That's the greatest thing about Kristen. Like, she just doesn't learn from any of her mistakes, and it's amazing.
What's really funny about all those cast members, like, say if I was to watch Summer House or something, I'd be like, I want to be friends with Lindsay Hubbard. Like, I would mm-hmm. be her friend. All the Vanderpump cast members, I would want them to be, like, your friend, so I could hang around with them and hear right. all their drama without being, like, attached to it.
I totally get that. That's a really good point. And I think that that's initially, like, when the show was still good. that was what was so, like, intoxicating about it, was that it felt like such a flawed, authentic group of people that mm-hmm. were, like, very fucked up, and, like, nobody was the hero, you know? And it's very relatable, because, like, when you think about your friends, it's like, yeah, they're great people, but they're all fucked up. You know what I mean?
Troy hears about my friend stuff all the time, and he's like, what the fuck?
Well, my friends are just as fucking rotted, to be honest with you. Like, when you have a friend group for a long time, they're, yeah. you know, you just, it's like this, where you're like, it's incestual, it's like, you know, it's crazy.
Who would you say your favorite cast member is? And I'm sure it changes, but as of right now.
My favorite cast member as of right now. Well, I will tell you that I didn't even finish this season.
That's okay.
I just kind of had to let go. I was like, this feels like a dead horse. but, you know, I feel like, as far as the new generation of Vanderpump, like this 2.0 version of it, I'm a James Kennedy girl. Like, I'm enthralled by James Kennedy's story, I guess.
Okay.
I just find him, like, he's a good reality star to me.
That's fair.
Like, just engaging. I would never want to, like, hang out with James, but I like watching him on TV.
I really like Ariana.
Yeah, Ariana's great.
I know a lot of people. I mean, I like Katie too. My opinions are going to be very unpopular.
Yeah, I can't get down with Katie. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, but I like Ariana a lot, especially when she looks at Jax and she's like, no, you're not learning from anything.
Right. Have I ever told you why I started watching this show?
No.
It's so random. So I don't know if you know, well, I'm sure you know now because everybody has talked about it, but Stassi used to be on, like, a different reality show. called Queen Bees. And I was obsessed with Queen Bees in high school because it was like Bad Girls Club, but just like young girls. And Stassi was like the star of this low budget Canadian ass reality show.
Was it based in LA still?
It was based in LA, but it was a Noggin show.
Oh my God, Noggin.
So it was like on after Degrassi and stuff. Like it was like in that lineup.
Okay.
And it was about, you know, them being these like bad girls that were reformed. And then they go to the house to learn how to be like good girls. And it would be like, today's challenge is like one of them would be like, I steal. I don't give a fuck. So it would be like, your challenge is to walk around LA in a burglar outfit. And have everybody point at you and hold a sign that says, I steal or something. Like it'd be shit like that.
This sounds familiar.
It's really good. I highly suggest at least just watching the clips on YouTube. It's a 16-year-old Stassi being like, if my friends run out of money at the mall, I say, leave, bitch, you're poor. You're ugly. Go home, poor.
Not go home, poor.
So then I was like, when this show premiered, I was like, wait a minute. I know that girl from the low-budget reality show Queen Bees on Noggin. So I watched it because of that, not even because of Beverly Hills.
What do you think of all the firings that happened, two seasons ago?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought it would have been fucking insane had Stassi kept her job.
Yeah.
Fucking psychotic. But, you know, I feel like for Bravo, it's like it's difficult and it's like a slippery slope because they have so many rotten people on their network. That it's like, I feel like they think, well, if we fire this person, then the audience is going to think we're going to fire that person, and then that person, and then this person. So it's like a slippery slope. But I mean, Stassi absolutely should have gotten fired.
I know. And the title of her new book, where it's like, off with her head, the basic bitch coming back from being canceled. I'm like, I think you're missing the point.
Yeah, totally. And like, you've done no growth. Publicly, maybe privately you have, but like, we don't know you to have publicly been remorseful about right. what you did.
Other than like, sorry, I hope my sponsors come back.
Yeah, like she's had a really long time to do something, to say something, to appear on something, to do some sort of like call. I mean, if Jamie Lynn can get on fucking Call Her Daddy, bitch, I'm sure you could, you know?
That's a good point.
It's like, I really honestly thought she would like, even just from a PR standpoint, I thought she would try and like make it better, but she's just been hiding and being a mom. It's crazy.
Before we get into all the blinds, guys, I know we've been rambling a little bit. I need to know your Jax Taylor opinion simply because I will never forget. I started watching, like I said, season 6, and I mean, Jax is awful always, but I started watching season 1 and I texted my friend Megan and I was like, Jax is kind of hot. And she goes, wait.
Yeah, Jesus. Season 1 Jax is like 40 years younger than he is now. It's so crazy.
So insane. And we're also afraid Jax is going to find this episode and publicly dox us.
Jax is interesting. He's another one that I'm like, wow, what an incredible reality star. Like, what an amazing idiot who just never learns anything and is not self-aware at all. You know, it's like so fun to watch. But Jax is extremely, I think we'll get into this, I guess, but I think Brittany is the worst thing that ever happened to the show. And I think she's the reason that the show went to shit, personally. Like, her disruption of the group changed the format of the show and it's never been the same. And yeah, I mean, Jax and Brittany are just fucking horrific. Like, I never want to see them again.
Yeah. And unfortunately now the Bubbas are breaking up and we're sorry for whatever we did to put that into the universe.
I prayed on it for years. I know that. I wanted them to break up since the moment they appeared on my screen.
I mean, yeah. And I don't know if you read their separate statements, but Tom was like, this was Katie's decision. And I'm kind of like, I would see why after watching this season, why she would want to divorce this man who like doesn't stand up for her. And just allegedly wants Tom's dick in his mouth.
He's just such a fucking little 12-year-old idiot. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it. I'm not one of those people that finds him charming either.
No, and I feel like people are like, he's the nice, goofy, almost like an Ashton Kutcher type guy. I'm like, ew.
I know. I know. I agree. I do not find Tom to be charming or like any of that shit to be funny. Like his mumbly, dumb idiot shit that he says to her, I'm just like, it's not cute to me.
No.
I don't think puppy dog shit is cute.
I agree with you. At least we agree on that, Troy.
But also fuck Katie. I mean, I gotta be honest though, also fuck Katie for my opinion.
I've always liked her. I don't know what it is. Maybe because I see her little damaged self in me. Like, I see myself right. in her.
You're right. She has moments where I'm like, oh, I get Katie. You know what the thing is about Katie? I feel like I would end up being friends with her in real life. Like on the show, I'm like, oh God, no. But like, I could see myself in life having Katie like in my life somehow.
Yeah. What about Lala?
Wow, Lala, interesting.
Let's just start. So, let's do it. That was all opinions.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna go cast member by cast member. And the first blind that I could pull is from Miss Laura Lee in 2013. This Vanderpump Rules star has a bunch of naked photos set to hit the internet. Also, everything from here on out is alleged.
Mm-hmm.
You would think after 30-something episodes, we'd do that immediately. But yeah, everything from here on out is alleged. This Vanderpump Rules star has a bunch of naked photos set to hit the internet. While not really unexpected, her brand new role will probably go bye-bye when they hit the World Wide Web, because her A-list mostly television actress boss is not a fan of Scandal.
Poor Laura Lee. Tough break.
She was in We're the Millers, though. Good for her.
That's true. Okay, and then jumping to 2015, we're now going to be talking about Stassi's sex tape, and I'm going to be reading an article from Tamra Tattles. Okay, so this is a quote from TMZ first. It says, Vanderpump Rules star Stassi Schroeder accused her co-worker of blabbing about a self-pleasure video she made, and it blew up in her face because it all came out during the cast reunion show taping. Sources tell TMZ that Stassi and Sheena Shea got into an epic argument during the episode, with Stassi calling out Sheena for allegedly leading a group of frenemies trying to bring her private pleasure video to the surface. She felt they were behind the video being sent to several media outlets, even though it never did go public. We're told that Bravo honcho Andy Cohen was speechless when he heard about this. He immediately asked for more details about the vid, and Stassi copped to having sent the video to a guy a couple years ago. It's unclear if the guy was her boyfriend, and if he was the person attempting to leak it to the public, the reunion episode airs Monday night. The Bravo celebrity is not a housewife and not one of the biggest idiots on the network, so it is somewhat surprising that she made a private sex tape with only one performer, herself, for her relatively new boyfriend. Apparently, one of her girlfriends managed to get a hold of it somehow and is the source of tension between the two ladies. Not the new friend that the old friend was friendly with for half a season. This is according to a source that contacted me today. This was wild. Like,
I was not aware of this. Can you tell me more about it? Educate me, please.
Well, it was a slow burn, people finding out about it. And like when it first came out, I don't think it first came out as like a self-pleasure video. I think when it was first talked about, it was like, there's a Stassi sex tape. And Okay. Obviously everybody assumed that it would be Jax.
Yeah.
Like in this tape, you know? And then to find out that it was like a masturbation tape, I was just like, what? Like, I don't know. It's weird. 2015 feels like it wasn't that long ago, but it was a million years ago. And I'm weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that was wild. Also, like a real confirmation, like these people are very famous. I was like, oh, they're like celebrities now, you know?
Right, because it started in 2013 and it seems like all of the blinds are like 2015 and on.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So now with Stassi, we're jumping to 2017. That Hills show and a bar reality star embarrassed herself at the award show last night with how wasted she was and offended a lot of suits with her comments about some things. She was a mess. And that is Stassi at the iHeartRadio Music Awards.
I know I say this every time they get brought up, but the iHeart Awards are just bananas.
It's an adult teen choice awards.
It is. A shared vacation for a somewhat shared experience for these two cable reality stars, who are at best B-plus list for one and C-plus list for the other. The B-plus lister cheated on her boyfriend, while the C-lister got cheated on by her boyfriend. So the B-plus lister being Stassi when she was dating Patrick, and the C-plus lister being Danny Byard and Todd Baldry from Southern Charm. I don't think I've ever said Danny's last name. Clearly.
We are still in 2017. This B-list reality star from a bar-based reality show has been stalking her ex and has confronted any woman she's seen with her ex. It's getting kind of scary. And that's Stassi with Patrick, which I actually really do believe that.
Me too. I think Patrick made Stassi crazy.
He sucked so badly.
I know. He was horrible.
Horrible. If anyone's dating a Patrick, ladies or gentlemen, whoever you are, break up with them.
Run.
Run.
Lindsay Lohan had an interesting discussion that last night with this cable reality star. When I say discussion, I mean arguing. Apparently, there's a recent client that the cable reality star snagged that Lindsay really wanted for herself. If they had been at any other location, I have no doubt they would have had more than just words for each other. And that is Stassi at the Daily Mail Unwrap the Holidays party fighting with Lindsay Lohan.
I wish that was on camera.
Me too.
There are certain people I don't think I'd be able to like verbally go toe-to-toe with, and Stassi's definitely up there.
Yeah, I get that. See, as an ENTP, I have done my Myers-Briggs. I'm an argumenter. Oh. I love to argue. So Stassi, I would like live.
What's funny is like Stassi, I don't think I could go toe-to-toe with, but like Lala, I feel like I could.
Lala would also be fun because she's like not smart, but thinks that she is. And it would be fun to let her know she's not. You know what I mean?
For sure. So we are still in 2017 with Miss Stassi. This bar reality star is going to say a bunch of things she doesn't mean because she lost almost all of her endorsement deals. She told two friends she still blames victims for putting themselves into situations, but lost most of her income, so will walk it all back. And that is when she talked about the Me Too movement. And she was like, well, the women shouldn't have done it.
Oh, fucking God.
Oh.
Stassi's such a good example of like making idiots famous.
And just the privilege.
I know. It's like crazy. Like the thought of doing that on a public platform, it's like, okay, sure, you're a piece of shit and you have all these horrific thoughts. Think them in the darkest parts of your brain. Why are you saying it into a microphone on your podcast just like willy-nilly? What do you think is going to happen?
Text Kristen.
Yeah, seriously. Put it into the void. The once-a-week pattern of this bar reality star trying to pump himself up as some kind of sex magnet is really starting to get annoying. It is probably almost as annoying to have me write about him every week. Last week, he shared a story that didn't contain all the facts. And again, he shared a story this week where he failed to mention any misdeed on his part and again attacked a woman he previously, in quotes, dated. This time around, he failed to mention that she caught him doing what she caught him doing and whom she... This time around, he failed to mention what she caught him doing and with whom, and she freaked out. Apparently, he had not previously told her he enjoyed those types of interactions with people. That's Jackson Stassi.
We are still with Stassi. Now it's 2018. This illiterate guys, not illiterate, reality star from a bar show has been hooking up with a man who has three wives. And it says either Stassi or Sheena, but I think Stassi.
Yeah, it would make sense.
I mean, Sheena also makes sense though.
Well, if it was Sheena, we would like know, right?
That's very true.
Because Sheena would want us to know. We're now in 2020. With the firing, there will be no marriage. The wedding was only to happen if it was televised free and they were paid for their participation. And that, of course, is Stassi and Bo.
And they ended up getting married in like a small backyard ceremony. But I feel like on the show, they were talking about getting married in Italy or something.
I mean, let's just be honest. She did, like, karma has never been more apparent. Like, it's never been more visible than with Stassi, because Bravo would have set her up with the craziest fucking wedding. You know, it would have been, she would have made so much money off of her wedding. You know what I mean?
It would have been like a Nick and Priyanka all over again.
Seriously. It would have been probably one of the biggest weddings on Bravo.
Yeah.
And she,
Stassi was so loved. She was like a, I'd say she was probably one of the biggest fan favorites.
I would go as far as to say, as far as like reality goes, Stassi was like a phenomenon for a cent for like a short period.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And all she did, she was just like, I love ranch and don't care about anyone else.
Right. Totally.
We're still in 2020. This illiterate, now former bar star, thinks she suffered enough and served her punishment and doesn't understand why companies don't want to work with her. That's not even a that's a blind item, but I'm like, that just sounds like a fact. But it's alleged.
Speaking of set up pap shots, the two fired bar stars set one up in their never-ending attempt to rehab their image, which will ultimately be unsuccessful. And that, of course, is Stassi and Kristen. And yeah. It says in parentheses, pregnant Stassi Schroeder celebrates 32nd birthday with on again, off again Kristen Doty. And Jax is in a racist hailstorm. God, these people.
The following blind. This illiterate fired bar star is finding that she wasn't that big of a deal after all. Also, with no clubs to go to, there's no money coming in. She hasn't been able to line up any endorsements she was counting on with the life of them. It's going to be a real job very soon.
And they had just bought that fucking house.
Like a castle.
I was wondering, like, God, how are they paying for that house?
I mean, people still love Stassi. You know, people That's still... True. People still listen to, I think her, I don't know if her podcast is back, but people would still listen to it. And you know, there's so many people who are against cancel culture, and I am someone, I cancel people for myself. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like there are certain artists I won't listen to, but I think holding someone accountable is different.
I do too. I almost hate that like holding somebody accountable is just known now as canceling them.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're being held accountable for something you did wrong.
Right.
I don't even like, let's not even call it canceling. Like you just did something wrong and now you're suffering the consequences, right?
Mm-hmm.
This illiterate fired bar star is going around town telling people producers are interested in her and are fighting to do a reality show deal with her. No, they aren't.
So that's all we got for Stassi. Now we are going to talk about one of my favorite reality stars of all time, Miss Sheena Shea.
An icon, a legend.
People hate her so hard, but to this day, what we're recording on March 15th, 2022, if Lisa Vanderpump said, Sheena, we need you to put on that Sir dress and we need you to work, she would do it.
She would absolutely do it. And that's like Sheena's power. Like, I think the people that don't, Sheena will love that because she is going to listen to this, let's be honest. I think that the people who hate Sheena don't understand how fucking necessary she is to move that story along. She's always been incredibly necessary as the underdog.
Yeah.
You know, and as the girl who befriends the underdogs, usually if they're not like super pretty, Sheena is like that girl, you know, she's so necessary. She's always the bridge between two groups, always.
Absolutely. And I just hate when people are like, she's annoying. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, it's her charm.
I love Sheena. And if she is listening, hi.
Yeah, I love Sheena too. Oh God, to the moon and back.
Before we get in the blinds, can we talk about her John Mayer thruple?
I would love to.
With Stacy, the bartender from the Hills.
I would absolutely love it. Like, I just love that she hasn't really... Like, as far as, like, being unapologetic about wanting to be famous, Sheena's always been so honest about that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's the most honest out of all of them, you know? And I just love that about her.
And yeah, and she will do what it takes to make the show as good as she can.
Yeah, I remember her one time. I think it was in, like, a they did like a look back at Vanderpump Rules special or something, and they talked about like behind the scenes, like filming the show. And they were like, they were talking about how basically like Ariana was like so above it, and like, you know, was like, I would never be on that show. And like, she would always ask to be cut out of scenes during like the first couple seasons or whatever. And like, she's like the perfect example of somebody who acts like they're just so above being a reality star, but she loves it and she eats that shit up like slop, you know? And Sheena doesn't give a fuck. She's just who she is. And I love that.
She will be on that bar singing Good as Gold until she's 70 years old.
In her like sneaker platform wedges.
And I feel like the show kind of started because of her, right?
Oh, it's because of her that it exists, for sure. Because of Brandy Glanville.
Thank you, Sheena.
She's a queen.
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with internet's best converting checkouts, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms.
And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% off all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/blinds, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/blinds now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/blinds.
The first blind we have of Sheena is from 2014. And it's a long one, but it's fun. This D-list reality star with a stupid name is trying to rehab their past image in the press. Once a bad girl, now she wants the world to believe that she settled down older and wiser and not the person she was back then. Unfortunately, she crashed a production party where this B-list award-winning, mostly television actor and his company were celebrating their show, getting the green light for the project. She had heard about the project at her, quote, day job and had been hot on the actor's tail for the role she thought was meant for her. Did she hand him a headshot? Act professionally? Nope. She offered him head all right, right there in the bathroom at the party. He raised his eyebrows and walked away, joining his wife at the reception. I guess old habits do die hard. So the D-list celebrity is Sheena Marie. The show Vanderpump Rules and the B-list actor Mark Consuelos.
What?
And then in parentheses under that, it goes, quote, allegedly, we're terrified of Kelly Ripa.
Oh my God, that's funny. That is so random. Jesus.
I know.
My God. Fuck. We're jumping to 2016. This says, with another season of her cable reality show beginning, this reality star doesn't want many questions asked about her marriage or her drug use or the main source of her income. Well, and that's of course Miss Sheena and Michael Shea.
Now I know we talked about the CW to Mediterranean pipeline. Bravo 2.
Yeah.
Bravo unapologetically is having a Real Housewives of Dubai, and that says all you need to know.
Yeah. And like, Sheena has never been shy about being open about the fact that she's that kind of reality star.
Mm-hmm.
She's very much that girl, and you know, it just is what it is. Like when she was in quotes dating John Mayer, I would like go as far as to say I like wonder if he even ever like knows who she is. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if he even knows that they like hooked up. But the way she pressed toward that damn hookup and did interview after interview about her experience in his home, it's like, girl, like, what?
It's so funny because I just can't hate her for it.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
This is the final Sheena Blind of 2016. This foreign-born former B-list athlete, who's probably most famous for who he married and now divorcing, than his athletic career, is being crazy again. Apparently, he's been doing a crazy amount of drugs and basically living with a soon-to-be-divorced reality star from a Bravo show airing right now. That's Sheena with Mike Comrie, Hillary Duff's ex.
Yeah. Like, what? So random. Oh my God, Sheena's blinds are funny.
Have you ever looked into like Vanderpump blinds before this?
Only Jax. Well, a few, I guess Jax and James, the boys, never the girls. We're now in 2017. This B-list cable reality star from that Hill show in a bar says that she's dating a guy that she's definitely hooking up with, and she's definitely hooking up with him, but her new boyfriend, who she's crazy about, is a married executive. A married guy is right in her wheelhouse. And it says Sheena Shea, Vanderpump Rules star, restaurant Sir, owned by Lisa Vanderpump, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Robert Valletta, Amber Valletta's brother.
This B-plus list network reality star who wishes she was an actress or singer has been popping Adderall like candy the past month or two because she thinks she's too fat. She's pretty much skin and bones at this point. And can we just say Adderall is great, but I feel like it's so obviously abused with this cast, because how can they party like that? Because personally for me, if I take Adderall, I don't have a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can think when I watch every episode, I'm like, how much Adderall are they doing?
Unbelievable. And it's like, it's almost like if you watch it again, like if you watch it through like a 2022 lens or whatever, it's so obvious. It's so insanely obvious that they're not just drunk.
Their jaws are like locked.
Jax is pouring sweat. His eyes are dilated. He's bulging out of his head. Like, it's so obvious.
Well, to be clear, that is not Adderall.
Right. I guess just like blanket statement drugs. So, you know what I mean? Like, there are some uppers that are helping them make this show great.
And we love him for it.
Totally. I love the explanations this bar reality star comes up with for events. She's a drug addict, period. It controls her life, period. She loves her drug dealer ex because he gets her free stuff, period. Her current boyfriend freaked out at the amount of drugs the reality star ingests on a daily basis. And that, again, is Robert Valletta.
This is the first blind of 2018. Where's the coke, bitches, is what this Bravo bar reality star said at the premiere after party for this sure-to-be big hit movie. She's always been so classy. I can hear that in her
voice. I know. And it adds a whole layer when you know that Sheena had her own. I mean, I thought it was pretty obvious that Sheena also was suffering a drug issue.
Yeah.
During her relationship with Shay. And I feel like his internal struggle was that he didn't want to like out her. But like, it was pretty obvious that she was also doing everything that he was doing. So this makes a lot of sense to me. This illiterate reality star who is best known for the bar show supposedly has a boyfriend. But I want to know what she's doing alone in the back of a car outside a restaurant with the actor who was on a reboot of a hit network show that basically bombed and the lead of a spinoff of a hit network show that basically bombed. He will be making the award show rounds for a movie this year. And that is Sheena hooking up with, so the boyfriend being Adam Spott and the person that she hooked up with being Ryan Eggold from the 90210 reboot. And the Blacklist.
He had a moment for a little bit, Ryan.
I don't know who that is, but you know I love 90210.
He was the teacher on the 90210 reboot.
Oh, the hot teacher who was also fucking students. Huh. Yeah. Got it. Okay, got it.
This is the final blind of 2018. This illiterate bar star and one of her co-stars seem to be in competition to see who could do the most coke. Sheena and James. It's not about the pasta.
Pasta babes. We're now in 2019. The You Would Have Already Forgotten Him By Now sometime network reality star is star trying to hold on to some kind of fame by hooking up with the bar reality star says there is no sex tape, but that's not exactly what he told the FBI. That is, oh my God, Robbie, forgot about him. Oh my God, Robbie Hayes from The Bachelor and Sheena. Oh my God, I forgot that they were a thing. Robbie, holy fuck.
He gives me bad vibes.
Absolutely. God, Sheena, Jesus.
And so does Brock, to be completely honest.
Oh, for sure. She cannot pick him.
So that is all for Sheena. Now we have the Bubbas, as I like to call them, Tom and Katie. There was only one blind item about them. And I will say for this, I didn't like dive really into Reddit. I'm sure there are so many stories there.
Sure. Yeah, totally.
But this is from 2019. Will he stay or will he go? This married reality show couple recently discovered some shocking news. They're not really married. The word going around today is that the couple didn't properly file their marriage certificate. It'll be a storyline on the season that's currently filming on the West Coast. They'll probably just fix the clerical error. However, the groom doesn't seem very happy in the marriage. So there's a loophole for him to bail. Their finances are pretty entwined though, so it's doubtful. But it's fun to think about. What I'm wondering about is how they found out about this issue. So it could just be a fake storyline. The source of this information is someone who has reason to want the show to do well. So that's Tom and Katie with their fake marriage. And Lance Bass was the one to spill that news.
Of course he fucking was.
And I guess it wasn't a fake marriage. It just wasn't like legalized. And now that it's legalized, it's ending.
Right. It's better for the both of them.
Yeah, especially, I know you said you didn't watch this past season,
mm-hmm.
but I felt bad for Katie.
Yeah. I mean, she's definitely put up with a lot, but at a certain point, it's like, you have to either embrace this relationship or get out of it. This is absurd.
And it seems like she decided to.
Yeah.
It'll be for the best. Where are the cameras? Are the cameras rolling?
Yeah. They're that couple that's like in everybody's friend group that's like, they tell everybody all their shit and involve mm-hmm. everybody. And then when people have opinions, they're like, let us figure it out. It's our story. It's us. Stay out of it. And it's like, okay, girl, leave me out of it. You know what I mean?
Stop texting me.
Stop telling me then. Okay, so we are entering the Jax Taylor of it all, starting in 2014. Lord Jesus, protect us. No matter how much they might say otherwise during their show, this Vanderpump Rules star charges by the month. Better than charging by the hour, I guess. Starting off with a bang, I suppose.
Can you give some backstory on what this means before we get into everything, Jax?
Right. So we've talked a little about it in past episodes, but Jax Taylor is a yacht boy. Jax has always been an escort, allegedly. And when Jax was younger, he lived in a model house with Channing Tatum, very famously. And they were escorting together, him and all of the guys that I'm sure that they were friends with. And I know for sure Tom Sandoval knows it. They all know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And look no further than the episode where Jax's old sugar daddy came to embarrass him on his show for whatever reason. He said, let me just fucking embarrass this guy real quick.
We are still in 2014. Despite his best efforts, this late night talk show host is having trouble keeping this reality star from a cable show that hopefully won't get another season in the closet. The stories they come up with to make it look like he enjoys only women are getting out of hand. And of course, that's Andy with Jax.
This waste of space B-list cable reality star from the nightclub version of The Hills, wow, is trying to pretend that he's not earning money and providing tips for a show about his show. It would get him fired if his employers found out. And that's the Vanderpump Rules after show.
He must have just been telling them what was going on behind the scenes.
Oh, okay, got it.
2015. This sticky-handed B-list reality star from that show no one admits they watch loves to pretend he has multiple women he has sex with. But that was him in the West Hollywood club the other night, getting a hand tug from another guy.
A hand tug. This is 2016. This B-list A-list, what? What? This B-list cable reality star who is A-plus list to the people who watch the show owes a lot to his sugar daddy. The closeted star loves to make people think that he's all about being a player with women, but it's men, especially one of his male bosses who he is involved with and who pays his bills, even those very public ones. And of course, that's Jax and Andy Cohen. There's a lot of speculation, and there always has been, that Andy paid his bail when he got arrested for stealing those sunglasses. And apparently Tom Schwartz was the one that had like told people that Andy paid for it. So yeah.
That adds up that Tom Schwartz would be the one to tell people.
Right. Yeah.
We are now in 2017 with Jax. It's all finally coming out into the open. This mostly closeted cable reality star who has managed to land two separate shows while pretending he enjoys being with women is being called out for his proclivity to have sex with men for money.
It honestly, you know, if this is true, obviously it's all alleged, but if it is true, it really explains a lot about Jax's like insane rage. Cause you find that with a lot of like closeted older men, that they're just like very violent and like rageful, because obviously, you know,
yeah. So if anyone has a moment, if you go to Cameo, you can watch people's cameos that they send to people. Highly recommend you watch some of Jax's.
Oh, God.
It is one of my favorite pastimes to like watch him spiral mid cameo. He did one for some girl who's a big fan of the show. And he was like, just so you know, it was all fake. It's not, I mean, we're all friends. And then he was like, are you dating someone? If you're coming to LA, let me know. I'll get you a drink. But if you got a boyfriend, he can't come get us drinks. And I'm like, sir, you are married with a child. Highly recommend watching any of his cameos.
Well, now I know what I'm doing in bed tonight.
Could it be that a once in future reality star is happy to have bagged that high profile gig because he needs the dough? Where did his stash go? The same old story, drugs and hookers, except these were male hookers with loose lips. He's clowning around, came to an abrupt halt when he learned how in debt he was. Sometimes what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
I know that it's been an extremely popular reality show and the season premiere was very recent, but it's getting really old that we are to believe that one of the stars is not gay. They try to do everything they can, including ridiculous storylines, to make us believe that he's straight. He isn't. There are too many men in this town who have paid too many dollars for sex that will tell you otherwise. Don't even get me started on one of his cable bosses and what they've done together. And the thing is, like, Andy Cohen is too much of a fucking, like, horny fucker to have Jax Taylor at his grips all the time and, like, not pursue it. I just don't, like, I 1000% believe that Andy and Jax have hooked up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if Jax wasn't on this show, he at some point would have been like a bartender, because Andy also likes to fuck the bartenders that do Watch What Happens.
But I don't know if Jax is like closeted though. I mean, obviously if he is or whatever, but
right.
I think there is still a part of him that is just such a narcissist that it's like, he will fuck whatever.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Like, if he's wanted, if he can get something out of it, if he can gain something,
yeah,
you know, whatever. Yeah.
This is the final Jax blind of 2017. This reality bar star is trying to gloss over a certain story about a former A-list, mostly movie actress turned escort. According to her, the bar star couldn't stand to attention, so to speak, during their hookup and cried about it for an hour before confessing why he couldn't. And that is Jax with Lindsay Lohan. Why wasn't Lindsay on Vanderpump Rules?
I don't know. We're now in 2018. Next time you want the world to believe that what you are selling is real, you might want to A, not tell everyone you know the ring is on loan, and B, not mention the real reason right there in your Instagram caption. When Taylor Swift can sell something better than you, then you know you really have underwhelmed in the reality show production 101. And that, of course, is the engagement of Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor.
Now, you mentioned something earlier about Brittany ruining the show.
Yeah.
I have always thought just because she has this cute Southern accent, Kentucky accent, does not make her some great person.
Right.
What are your Brittany thoughts?
I think that Brittany is extremely calculated. I see 1000% through her bullshit. I don't believe any of her sweet, innocent, good girl shit. I think she knew who he was. She had watched the show. She saw it as an opportunity. Her mom pushed her to fucking get with him, obviously. And I think her whole thing is complete made up bullshit. And like, I really truly think that her coming into the show like ruined the dynamics. It really did. It really created like this like weird, we're not allowed to be honest about how we feel kind of weird thing. And like, I don't know, I can't stand Brittany. I literally, like, I can't even put into words how much I don't like her.
And one thing, going back to the calculated thing, if they break up, she will always look better than him.
She's really positioned herself. I mean, let's just take a moment to think about it. Let's really break it down for a second. This is a girl that we are to believe had no idea who he was, had only heard of the show but had never seen it. Met him out of the blue. It was love at first sight. She, within a year, is not only a main cast member on the show but has a spinoff. Give me a fucking break. And it's all just, she's a Disney princess and it's all just happening to her and she doesn't know why. Get out of here. I can't. Give me a break.
So for Christmas, I'm buying you grandma's beer cheese or whatever the fuck they named it.
I'd eat the fuck out of it. I'll be honest with you. I would eat it.
Back to the blinds. She is about to be a married reality star from a bar-based show, but she has no idea, no deposits have been placed in, no arrangements she thinks have been made by her soon-to-be husband have actually been made. This should be interesting. So that's Jax not making any wedding plans, and Brittany thinks that he's made them.
Did Jax write that?
That was a really, really hard blind to read. I do apologize. I read it how it was written and tried to make it better.
Jax wrote that blind for sure. This cable reality star, all of you know, is leading up to the days of his wedding by hooking up with as many women as possible. He says he will stop when he gets married, which is doubtful. He always has an excuse why he should cheat.
Raw inhale. That was a terrible accent. Oh my God, I'm so sorry to everybody who offended.
Well, because you already have one. You can't do double accents.
2020. One of the hookups of this married bar star got some compromising photos of the bar star. That would have spiced up the season. And Jax Taylor blames editors and new cast for lackluster Vanderpump season 8.
I mean, I think that the show should have done the smart thing and end when it was like on top and clearly kind of starting to fizzle.
Yeah, they never do.
Yeah, they never do. They always write it into the dirt until it's like really, really, really embarrassing, you know?
Yeah.
The bar reality star with his pay for play in his past, along with a criminal record, is doing his best to get his own show. He thinks he is a huge star and people will follow him anywhere. All he is doing right now is ticking off his employer by trashing the employer of the business of the employer. What the hell? What is Dr. Seuss writing blinds for Vanderpump Rules?
His very last scene actually like triggered something in me, I feel like, when he was super close to Lisa being like, this is my show. I'm the reason this is a hit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know Lisa from Beverly Hills. So I only know her as like Vanderpump Rules Lisa.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Watching her completely change and being like, this is my fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh.
Right.
But the way he was so close and like trying to grab her arm, it really stressed me out. And I'm glad he went out on like that evil spot, you know?
So this is really funny. So on Vanderpump Rules, Lisa is edited to be like Mother Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like the pseudo mom, but it's like complete bullshit. And on Beverly Hills, she's like manipulative and calculating and conniving. And she's like a Bond villain. So it's like, yeah, it's completely two different worlds. That's fun. Yeah, I love that scene.
Yeah, all I can think of right now is that TikTok sound where it's like, it was real to me. Don't say that.
Oh, my goodness.
We're still chatting about Jax. We're almost done with Jax, but this is still 2020. I wonder if the former boy bander turned celebrity will reveal the secrets about the former sugar daddies of this male reality star. Lance Bass with Jax, of course. And it's going to cost him everything. Lance Bass predicts former Jax Taylor will be fired by Bravo and claims his business partner is, quote, stepping down from their cocktail mixer brand.
The bar star can say whatever he wants, but as I told you months and months ago, there was no way the show was letting him come back. You think he would quit that salary? Please. He needed every penny.
He's like the Spencer Pratt of Vanderpump Rules.
He is.
Jax 2021, the play for pay bar show star and his significant other don't get to come back, but plans are being made to bring others back. Apparently, they've served their brief sentence. And that is when Andy hinted regrets over firings because it would have been more interesting if they stayed.
See, that's the thing. That's the interesting thing about Bravo, though, is like, and it's the place that we are now, I guess, with reality TV, where I think that Stassi went too far, and I think that she deserved to be fired. But at the same time, I don't want my reality stars to be, like, moral. I don't look up to them. I don't need them to be good people. I don't give a fuck. Like, when people want an entire cast of, like, the Real Housewives to be, like, upstanding citizens who all vote the same way and are good people, I think it's ridiculous, because the reason the show has always worked is because they're fucking rotted people. That is literally the point. Mm-hmm. So I kind of walk a line with that where I'm like, I don't really give a shit if I think, you know, some random Real Housewife is like a good person at her heart. I don't care. I watch them because they're terrible and immoral. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like, Stas, like, something like that is like insane. And like, you should be held accountable for that.
What about Kristen?
Kristen's is interesting. Kristen's is a pure, like, it's the Kristen's firing is the reason that you never fall into like a Regina, not Regina George, but a Gretchen Wieners category with your friend group. Like, you don't fucking follow and just do what some other rotted bitch is doing.
Yeah.
Like, she knew that that was wrong. And even if she wasn't like at the forefront of it, the way Stassi was, she knew it was fucking wrong.
Right.
She decided to take part in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss her, but. This fired bar star wants his significant other to do OnlyFans. They have $0. Why doesn't he do it himself then, instead of making her do it? That's true.
And I don't think there has been an OnlyFans for Britney.
No, we would know.
We would know for sure.
We would know.
Now we have Kristen. I would love, I don't even smoke cigarettes, although the past 2 weekends I have, but I would love to smoke a cigarette with Kristen.
I've dreamt of it. I've dreamt of it. Especially the her suck a dick scene. I literally feel like I was there. When she's like up at the front and the sparks from the cigarette are fucking going everywhere and her hand is like going wild.
Oh, Kristen. I know we talked about her in the beginning of the episode. You guys know why we love her.
For sure.
She doesn't have many blinds, but this one's from 2017. This pretty much kicked off from a Bravo reality show, not named anything Housewives, says that her drug dealer knows lots of men who've paid for the services of one of the women who is still on the show. So the show, Vanderpump Rules, kicked off, Kristen, still on, Sheena.
I love that. That's funny. This cable reality star from a bar show, which is way more popular than it really should be, recently talked her way out of a drug arrest. She told friends she convinced the detective she wasn't selling the drugs, which she was, but just using. He made her dump them on the ground and let her off with a warning, of course.
And this is the only blind for Ariana that I could find. That was all the Kristen blinds. There really weren't many.
Yeah.
And the Ariana blind from 2020, that bar star continues to make comments about the sexuality of people, but somehow neglects to mention the fact that he used to sell himself to older men every month to pay rent. So I guess this is a Jax and Ariana blind again. And yeah, it was weird how he was like, Ariana's bisexual. Ariana's bisexual. Like, he would not let that go.
His obsession with sexuality is like so odd.
Yeah.
Like, he obviously just has a lot of internalized issues that he needs to work out, you know? Now entering the Britney blinds, it looks like there's only a couple. And starting in 2018, this is an article from Blind Gossip. It says, while everyone was celebrating with this reality girl who got engaged in the past few months, one friend was apparently less than enthusiastic. Quote, reality girl went up to her and was like, you don't look that happy for me, friend said. Well, I was when the cameras were rolling. Isn't that what you wanted? Long story short, friend told reality girl that she hoped their engagement was just a publicity stunt because reality girl's fiance, who was also on the show, had cheated on her recently as of a few weeks ago. Well, at least the ring is really nice. Congratulations, we guess.
Imagine if you knew you're being proposed to, but your ring was under someone's ball sack.
Like in their anal cavity. Your ring was in a man's butt.
I mean, no one's ever going to propose to me. So I guess if someone needs to propose to me that way, it's going to happen. So we are still with Britney in 2019. And most of her blinds obviously involve Jax as well. Last call. This reality show darling has been doing group public appearances lately. It's not clear if she's actually getting an appearance fee or just tagging along with the group. The problem is she missed the actual event on more than one occasion recently. This appears to be due to strict dieting and heavy drinking. Her stomach lining isn't having it, as if her betrothed wasn't giving her enough of an ulcer. So that's Britney with Jax. And I think that was a storyline on the show that she couldn't like drink because her stomach was so fucked up.
Because her stomach ulcer.
Yeah.
They kept saying it was just an ulcer.
And then she's like drinking straight tequila. Sorry.
Right. No, totally. Please go back in time and look what I wrote about this bar couple. Sticking together for a storyline, ratings, and publicity is an old standby.
Now we have your man.
Yay. I love me some James Kennedy.
James Kennedy, here we go. 2016. These two celebrity entertainers who have their lives documented for reality television a few months each year better lay off the coke before they permanently lose their jobs and the reality gig. Jax and James.
And now, this is 2017. This Bravo reality star who likens himself to another celebrity is closeted. Well, to fans, but not to the people in West Hollywood or the multiple guys he slept with who a pseudo-relative introduced him to over the years and paid for his services. And that is James and AKA the White Kanye and George Michael.
I had no idea.
Yeah. The James and George Michael connection is so interesting.
Holy shit.
Because he loves to brag about it, but it's like actually like a very sinister thing. And James is another one where I'm like, I guess maybe because his character on the show is so tied to him being like straight or something. But it is confusing, like, why he wouldn't just come out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because he wants to be, like, the Jax almost, like a ladies' man.
Right. And it's like, I don't think people, I don't know if that worked out. You know what I mean? Maybe plan B, that.
Right. So now we're in 2018 with James. One closeted and one open. Both on that restaurant reality show. They've been hooking up for much of the past month, and that's James with Logan.
Yeah, do you remember his friend Logan?
Kinda.
There was like, I don't know, it was maybe like two or three episodes a few years ago where his friend was like, we're in love with each other and like you're not being honest about it. And like,
yes,
you like disown me in front of people. Yeah. It's like I think next season on that bar reality show, there should be some reality. And just have the star come out in the show and show off that sugar daddy he's been seeing the past 6 months.
His living situation was so strange too, like sleeping on the floor of that guy's apartment. Yeah.
That's where I feel like they kind of get trolled by their producers. Because it does feel like the production, like basically the producers are like, we're telling two stories here always. And you can either choose to see it as this, or you can see it the way that it's like really going on if you're smart enough to see it. And I feel like they showed his weird living situation and stuff just to like kind of help you understand like there's more going on here.
Bravo producers are so shady.
I know.
This is the final blind of 2018. MTV Awards. When you see that closeted A-list reality star from a very hit reality show making out with a guy at a bar, as he was doing again last night after the awards, you just wonder how much he laughs each season when he has a new girlfriend for the show.
And like the Raquel of it all is just so silly.
I love Raquel.
I do too. She's an angel.
I just want, you know, I always use this term, but like in Hustlers, when J-Lo's like climbing to my coat, mm-hmm. I want to do that to Raquel. I want Raquel to climb into my coat.
She's a precious moments doll for real. I'm like, I can't believe she's real. She's so sweet. We're now in 2019. This reality starlet with a long history of promiscuity is being outed by a former friend / business partner. A former business associate revealed that the reality mom, quote, slept with another controversial reality star on, quote, several occasions while he had a girlfriend. The male is still dating said girlfriend, who is clueless that her boyfriend hooks up with this fiery reality diva when she comes to town. The former friend spilled this scandalous tea, exposing embarrassing details of the drunken coast-to-coast hookups. Both reality stars routinely make headlines for their less-than-charming behaviors, and both have reputations for spinning the truth. Name both reality stars and their reality shows. So it's Catherine Dennis from Southern Charm, allegedly hooking up with James Kennedy.
Everything I've heard about Southern Charm has been rotted.
It's really good, though.
I've never watched an episode, but all I know is every single person on that show is terrible.
It's good the way that this is good, because their French group already existed.
Oh, okay.
And then you like come into it and you're just like, whoa, like what's going on? This is crazy.
We are in 2019 still. This is the final blind of 2019. Sad and lonely. While one media whore was prancing down the aisle in $2,000 Jimmy shoes she bought in Paris. Jimmy Choo's, by the way. Oh, my God. Jimmy Choo's she bought in Paris. Another Jimmy was back at his luxury apartment all alone, sulking by the pool in a cabana by himself. My spy says he was quite out of sorts and not his usual self. No one was there with him. Meanwhile, the biggest douchebag from another show on the other coast was seated at table 6 next to a woman, her husband, and the dog. Even the couple who flew the other couple out is not at that table. But Jeremy Bell is? Why? Larry Burkhead is? Why? Hockey player Grant Fuhr and his wife are? Do these people not have any real friends? Meanwhile, one poor guy was left off the list. Life isn't fair. I'm kind of worried about the guy. Where's the girlfriend? On the other hand, his apartment is insanely pretty. Who has a pool with private cabanas to sulk away in the sun? When I saw the photos I was sent, I really thought he was on a sad luxury vacation in Tulum or somewhere. And that is James Kennedy. He was not at the wedding of Jackson Brittany.
God, can you imagine how much more of an interesting show it would be if they were like, we're escorts. It'd be so fun. It'd be like Gigolos, but like on Bravo. We are now in 2020. This bar star has been hooking up with guys right and left and telling everyone his relationship is on the rocks. And that is James and Raquel.
Now, I have a question before we finish up, James. I feel like him and Raquel stayed together for the storyline. I really do.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I almost would say it's like undeniable. I mean, they're cute and stuff, but it feels very actory. And Raquel obviously has her own motivations, you know?
Yeah. He was so mean to her, though. I hated it.
I know.
Now we're up to date in 2022 with James. So the expendable bar star has his cocaine dirty laundry aired, but the channel makes sure none of the housewives have to ever deal with revelations like that. And that's James with Vanderpump Rules. And I agree. I mean, not that I know the housewives, but they just threw him under the bus with that.
Yeah, the only city that I can think of where they ever even mention it is New York, just because New York's partying is like so out of control. So it's like, obviously you have to acknowledge it, but they don't, yeah, they don't ever really bring it up. There was one reunion where they were like, they were all like, yeah, Dorinda does cocaine. And she was like, wait, what? She was like, no, I don't. And they were like, yeah, you do, Dorinda, all the time. We already know the relationships this bar star has with women are fake. So why is he going through the trouble of trying to convince the world that his new one is real? Storyline.
And now he has a new girlfriend after Raquel.
Absurd.
Enough. And now they're in Mexico together or something.
Enough. You're not fucking Bradley Cooper. Honestly, calm down. Like, nobody cares.
Now we get to talk about Lala, Lauren from Utah.
Maybe our most... Lala is, like, the most on brand for us.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Lala is, like, family here.
Lala, you can sit with us.
Yeah, totally.
She is someone who I'm always back and forth with, whether I like her or don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And again, she's someone who I want to be friends with.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think her bark is as bad as her bite.
I agree. I think that it's a lot of like projection. Like, it's very like performative, you know, and not even just for the show, but just like as a personality type. Like, I'm tough and ballsy and say it like it is. It's very like, I don't think it's real.
But I did love when she said, you fucking Bambi-eyed bitch. I was like, ooh, I might use that.
Lala is also just such a good reality star. I do miss, like, I miss underdog Lala, because that's where she was, like, at her peak, I think, is when they were bullying her, and she was just so likable and funny, and, you know, that was a great time.
That's what happens with every reality show, though. They become too aware, and it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it does suck. And in her case, it's like, oh, you became a millionaire, like, randomly without doing anything? Well,
she had to have sex with Randall. That's,
yeah. That's true.
That man looks like a fucking thumb with a beard.
Ew, he's so gross.
The first Lala Blind is 2018. This closeted part-time reality star who would love to be a full-time one and is only famous because of an A-list reality family had to find another beard. They grow tired very quickly of how he shoves them in the background, treats them like crap, and doesn't pay them. And that is Food God wanting a relationship with Lala. Could you imagine?
I can't. He's another one. I'm like, Jonathan, you're not famous enough for any of us to care if you do come out. Just please know that. Nobody gives a fuck.
Everyone already thinks you're out.
Yeah, like literally finding out that he wasn't out like 15 years into him being, quote, famous. I was like, what? He's not Kim's gay best friend?
I thought he was too.
Oh, what? Like, he watches her change clothes and shit. She thinks that he's her gay best friend.
So the following blind's just really short. This reality star from the show In the Bar says she once sexually serviced this permanent A-list mostly movie director after a dare. And that is Lala with Martin Scorsese. I need to be a part of whatever Truth or Dare Martin Scorsese is playing.
And Lala is somebody who would be like, oh, I can make you come in 2 seconds. Like, and would be proud of it.
She's always the girl that picks Dare.
For sure. She's like, I'll take my top off before we even get started. If only he could have listened to her, B-plus list reality star on a show you all love, calling him an old sweaty fat fuck to her friends. She told these same friends that she was going to dump him if he didn't propose soon because he wasn't paying her bills any longer. I bet he figured it out before the wedding.
Oh my God, Randall. Sorry, not Emmett. 2019. According to the police, there's something not quite right about the statement given by the A-list reality star, who's only that high if you watch the actual show. Otherwise, you have no idea who she is. It could make sense to some extent if she split with the guy she is supposed to marry and was moving things out of his place to hers, but that's not what she told police. And that is when Lala said she lost $10,000 worth of belongings stolen from her car.
This bar reality star should think twice about walking away from a hit show and the money she makes. She thinks she can get her own reality show based around a life event, but that won't happen except maybe as a one-off. Her life, minus the yachting and drinking, is just not that interesting. And that, of course, is her thinking that she was going to get a spinoff. I will tell you, though, that she was on an episode of Flipping Out. Well, she was on a season of Flipping Out because Jeff Lewis was, like, doing their house. And it was weird to see, like, the other side, like, Lala as a wife at home. Like, no Vanderpump Rules cameras, just in her house. And, like, she was just barking orders at Randall and telling him to spend money. And he was terrified of her and doing it. And she'd be like, no, like, I want this countertop. And, like, this is my dream home. And, like, it was just crazy. I was like, this would be a good show, honestly. This is actually pretty funny.
Just her being mean to Randall.
Yeah.
Now, this era of Blind Items we're about to get into in 2019 was so iconic, in my opinion. I told you this week that if the money went bye-bye, that so would this bar reality star. It probably wasn't all the money, but maybe she found out how much he really has. Oh, or maybe she took the better offer from the rapper, since he has been a contestant prior to this for her affection. You know he would just post that picture. That is when Lala, Randall, and 50 Cent were fighting. And 50 Cent said Lala ended up paying back the $1 million loan after the rapper relentlessly mocked them on Instagram. And that is also when Lala started deleting photos of Randall from her Instagram during the 50 Cent feud. And that's when he also said, I'm sorry, Fofty.
That was crazy.
That was insane.
Like worlds colliding. The heart attack threatening producer just lost his highest paying gig. That house of cards just got more shaky. Let's watch that wedding turn into an Elvis elopement to save some money. And that is Power being canceled.
The main reason the serial cheating producer doesn't want to appear on the bar reality show is because of all the other women that would come forward saying they hooked up with him. And I feel like that adds up, because once he started coming on the show, that's when stories started to, like, slowly come out about him also buying other girls' Hummers and whatever.
Yeah, when I found out that he was responsible for, like, one of Lindsay Lohan's many comebacks and, like, he was, like, fronting the bill, I was like, oh, okay. Now I know who Randall is. Got it.
Well, he was also, I believe, Turtle on Entourage is based on Randall.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's one of Mark Wahlberg's, like, OG people.
That's so, it would be Turtle.
I'm pretty sure it's Turtles based on Randall.
That's funny. Oh my God. The sugar baby / reality star from Utah is telling her always running scared boyfriend that he needs to have different custody agreements than he does now. And it says, Amber Childers blasts Lala Kent for sharing photos of her and Randall Emmett's children.
And just today, Randall was posting in his story with Ocean, his daughter with Lala, opening birthday gifts alongside his ex and the two children they share.
Oh,
so
shit.
Maybe things are better now, but I was also like, oh, are you just doing this to, like, make Lala really mad at you?
Right.
We're still in 2019. Usually the sugar baby reality star from Utah is so quick to fire back with some type of comment, but the cocaine thing has her quiet as a mouse. Are we really surprised that she loves her coke? And that is when 50 Cent accused her of doing cocaine.
You know, I long for a day when reality stars can just be honest about the fact that they all do cocaine, because it's really not a scandal anymore.
Right. It just, I know, like, second grade teachers who on the weekends do coke, so.
Are any of us, like, blown away by it, though? It's like, okay. This former A-list rapper turned actor / producer / social media troublemaker / truth teller has told friends that he has pics to back up his most recent claims, that which may be why the subject are staying quiet at this point about the revelations. I'm sure 50 does have some pictures of Lala doing some fucked up shit.
Oh, yeah. And they probably came from Randall.
Totally.
The final blind of 2019. The boyfriend of this sugar baby slash reality star from Utah dropped six figures in Vegas. Hopefully he won't ask for any of those secondhand gifts back. And that's Randall allegedly buying gifts for women in Vegas.
We're now in 2020. The sugar baby from Utah, who now stars in reality television, was okay with postponing the huge public wedding, but was upset her significant other wouldn't at least make things official before then.
Now she's probably like, thank God.
I know.
The sugar baby reality star bar employee knows she was very lucky to not be caught in the purge of her co-stars. Instead of being quiet and not drawing attention to herself, she just can't help being thirsty and is now being called out. So right away, that is when Lala made peace with Faith Stowers to, quote, avoid being fired.
You could see the writing on the wall when I used this space several months ago to talk about this former sugar baby from Utah turned bar star and her puzzlement as to why she and her boyfriend could not have a quickie wedding. Yes, the grand nuptials would have to be delayed because of COVID, but she wanted to do the quickie thing and he said no. He has someone else he wants to give the thrice gifted car to.
2021. The long-running bar star should probably keep a close eye on her significant other. It sounds like he's moving towards re-gifting again.
This bar star was at an LA Fashion Week event this weekend, and she acted like she was an A-lister. She wanted to be able to be seated before everyone else and even wanted security because she was sure she was going to be mobbed. Hardly anyone even recognized her or even cared who she was. That's the thing. Oh, sorry.
No, I was gonna say, you go.
That's the thing that sucks about Lala. It's like, we really lost her, like all her charms and stuff. Like it really just went out the window when she met him, or I called him Emmett, when she met Russell.
Russell?
Just ignore me. I'm going to just edit all that out.
These are the final two blinds of 2021. The producer ex of the bar star is having trouble meeting payroll on his latest project, followed by, despite what she says for sympathy, the bar star slash sugar baby will be back next season because it's 80% of her income. If any of these people quit Vanderpump Rules, they're fucking stupid.
I know. I know. And banking on getting another reality show, it's like, that's not smart. Like, none of you are interesting enough that people want to watch you first, like 5 months alone.
Right. Sorry.
And this is our final blind, 2022. There is one bar star who was not shown much this season, who is a server and actually works as many shifts as they can find. Meanwhile, the former sugar baby just trolls for a new rich guy when she could work if she wanted. And that's Charlie versus Lala.
I like Charlie. I think Charlie was a good addition.
I know, actually.
Some people are like, oh, you know, she's such a bitch. I'm like, she talked shit to Jax her first season. I'm here for it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I agree. I liked Charlie.
So those are the blinds. There were no real Ariana blinds, no Tom Sandoval blinds, which I was shocked about.
I'm shocked by that too. You know, somehow, even though Jax and Tom like gallivanted in the same circle, somehow Tom is like, maybe just because Tom isn't like messy like Jax is. Like, he's like obviously much more private.
And I've also heard Tom's actually really, really nice.
I believe that.
So that might help too.
Yeah. I believe that. I get judged a lot for saying this, but like, honestly, if there was one person on the show that I could like see myself like clinking a glass with and like having a good conversation with at a bar, it'd be Tom.
That's true.
Honestly, he just seems like a nice guy.
I would say mine would probably be Ariana or Katie.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Tom, I could easily talk to.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. I don't know if I could talk to Katie, but Ariana for sure.
Yeah.
Ariana would be fun.
It depends how many drinks I'd have. Then I would gravitate towards Kristen and be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing outside in this corner?
Give me a cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we can say the cast of Vanderpump Rules, not all of them,
mm-hmm.
but fairly rotted.
The OG is for sure rotted. Very fun. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say it's a different brand of rot than like Dan Schneider. Understand when we say rotted, it's an umbrella term, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're not them.
No, they're just messy idiot reality stars.
And like slightly racist and homophobic.
Right. I will say that I wish the show would just fucking end. Like, I really, it's like embarrassing. And unless they're gonna like sweep the cast, it's just either end or like rebrand, because it's not Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, the only thing I think is like now with Raquel and James being broken up, Lala being single,
mm-hmm.
and Katie and Tom breaking up. But again, it gets to a point in any reality show where the cast members almost become producers.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Like none of them, I know that they hired new cast members that like still work at the restaurant, but it's like the amount of time that we spent, this used to be a show about the inner workings of this restaurant, the drama that happens behind the scenes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is not what this show is about.
No.
At not even 1%.
Even if they rebranded it to Tom Tom.
Right. People always say that. It's like, yeah, just like, let's go watch a new group of people. Like, I'm down for that.
And the bartenders at Tom Tom were super nice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, definitely
when you went. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. When I was there, like, they were all really fun and like down to party and like shots and all this stuff. So I say rebrand it to Tom Tom.
I think that that would be incredible. I really,
because you won't lose anybody.
Yeah. I think that they should do, like, that's the thing that I think like Below Deck has always had over like Vanderpump, where you never get sick of Below Deck because it's a constant rotating and very interesting group of people. It always feels fresh, it always feels new. Like Vanderpump just feels so beat to death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck about anything going on in Tom and Katie's relationship anymore. I don't care. Oh, but whatever.
So that's our first episode of season 2, guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. Yeah, we're definitely going to get yelled at by some cast members, I think.
Listen, it's all public. It's all out there, you know?
And it's all alleged.
And old as shit, honestly.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Please make sure to hit subscribe, rate, all that fun stuff. We have some doozies coming. I can't believe I just said doozies, like a 90-year-old woman. We got some doozies coming up for season 2.
We do, though. This is going to be a very, very fun season.
Yeah, I'm excited.
But we love you guys very much. Again, thank you to everybody who came to our live shows. And we love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.